Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As more people test positive for the new coronavirus, more who aren't severely ill are being told to quarantine at home. But enforcing that can be a challenge, one some local governments are struggling with. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports on how decades-old quarantine policies have left some states unprepared for the COVID-19 outbreak.
It was on March 7th that Missouri health officials confirmed the state's first case of COVID-19, a 20-year-old St. Louis County woman who had been studying abroad in Italy. After the eldest daughter tested positive, county health officials say they told family members to quarantine themselves, though the family disputes that. The woman's father took her sister to a high school dance. That led to this news conference with county executive Sam Page.
The county health directors informed him today that he must remain in his home, or they will issue a formal quarantine that will require him and the rest of his family to stay in their home by the force of law.
In some cases, the federal government may have the authority to quarantine people with communicable diseases. On Monday, President Trump recommended that families of people with COVID-19 should stay inside. But that's just a recommendation. It's often left up to state and local officials to figure out when and how to enforce someone to isolate themselves. When a 53-year-old Kentucky man who tested positive for COVID-19 refused to self-isolate, state officials there obtained a court order to force him to do so and even posted a police officer outside of his house. Here's Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear on that decision.
It's a step I hope that I never had to take, but we can't allow one person who we know has this virus to refuse to protect their neighbors.
Legally mandated quarantines have rarely been used in the U.S. In most states, people can face fines and even criminal charges if they defy a court-ordered quarantine. But Northeastern University law professor Wendy Parmet says threats of arrest and other penalties aren't effective at protecting community health, and that states need to revise policies to help address why a person might break quarantine.
So one thing I think is important is that before we condemn people, we need to know a little bit more about what's going on, what is their story, what message are they getting. There's just a lot of confusion right now.
Many state governments haven't updated their quarantine laws in decades, and fewer than half have plans to ensure safe and humane quarantines. Boston University law professor Michael Ulrich says quarantines imposed during the 2014 Ebola outbreak led to lots of problems.
And there are a lot of stories of students being trapped in their, 300 square foot studio apartment with trash piling up, and they're running out of food, and the states weren't really prepared.
Many state policies don't address how people will be able to acquire food and medicine to help them quarantine at home. And only 20% of states have policies that protect a person's employment while they are under quarantine. Getting a court order to force someone to quarantine could be counterproductive. Ulrich says asking someone to voluntarily self-quarantine fosters more trust between the general public and government officials.
And then you get people that feel more like they're in control and like they are deciding to stay home rather than being coerced or forced to.
And he says with voluntary requests, it's more likely that people will tell the truth about their symptoms, because relying on someone's goodwill just may not be enough. For NPR News, I'm Eli Chen.